The NFL is the country's most profitable and popular sports league, but three team owners believe they could boost their bottom lines even further by moving their clubs to the Los Angeles area, which hasn't had an NFL team since the Rams bolted for St. Louis in 1995. Now the Rams want to come back, so do the San Diego Chargers, so do the Oakland Raiders. The NFL will hold a special owners meeting next week to talk about this. There may not be a decision, but there is certain to be a lot of wheeling and dealing in the back rooms. Mike Pesca is Here Now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Mike, first of all, remind us what's on the table here. What are the various options under consideration?
Yeah, some people like the passing game, others like the run. I prefer the wheeling and dealing in the back rooms. There are two sites in Los Angeles that are in play, Carson and Inglewood. There are three teams in the NFL that are in play, the Rams, the Chargers, and the Raiders. And even though any combination of two of the teams, or possibly one, but we're thinking that they will choose one site and allow two of the teams to move there. Hmm. The teams that have aligned themselves are the two California teams, the Raiders and the Chargers. The Rams are inviting the Raiders or the Chargers to come with them. But right now, there's sort of a Raiders-Chargers alliance, which works out for a number of reasons. But one is that the Raiders need the Chargers because the owner of the Chargers, Spanos, is quite popular with the other owners, whereas the Raiders are an unpopular team with the NFL. The Raiders have perhaps a bigger national brand than the Chargers. Both of their combined wealth would be better than one team alone. And another thing that's going on is that the individual teams are doing everything they can to sort of burn the crops and salt the field of where they were. So I don't know. I do understand some of the strategy, but it is, as I mentioned a little bit, it's getting a little scorched earth in here.
Well, and what about the argument that the only reason that they're doing this, that they're making these proposals that they're threatening to leave for Los Angeles is to get even more tax money thrown at them by their home towns to spend money on better stadiums and all that?
Well, obviously, they're doing it for money and they're doing it for a better stadium situation. But at this point, I honestly believe that all three teams look at what the potential of L.A. is and look at whatever they're getting or being offered now by their home stadiums and municipalities.
And they would really make more money being in L.A. if they're one of two teams in L.A. than if they're the only team in their hometown?
Yeah, because L.A. is such a bigger market and because the deals are good. And right now, you know, the Rams are really saying nasty things about Los Angeles, and San Diego and Oakland are the two oldest stadiums. They're not getting, you know, brand spanking new stadiums. And thank goodness if you're a taxpayer, by the way.
Yeah. Well, what about St. Louis? What if the Rams have to stay in St. Louis after all of this? The website Deadspin had a story today headlined, "An application to move to Los Angeles, Rams bleep all over the city of St. Louis."
Yeah, and I think this is their strategy. So they really are trying to drive a wedge, but they're not happy with what St. Louis offered them. Fine, their owner is saying horrible things about the city and about not their fans particularly, but you wouldn't think that someone with any bit of St. Louis municipal pride would feel good about the Rams after this. But maybe their gambit is to say it's a little bit of a game of chicken. Hey, our only option is L.A. to make 24 of the 32 owners, that's the necessary vote, say, fine, Rams, it's not going to work out in St. Louis, you get to move to Los Angeles. Or maybe they're trying to get concessions to move somewhere else. Maybe Toronto, maybe London. Maybe if the Chargers move to Los Angeles, you know, the Rams are saying, hey, guess what? There's an open spot in San Diego. Maybe they'll be allowed to move there.
And St. Louis would be left without a team either way.
It's happened before.
Well, okay. So one more thing before we let you go here. The playoffs. What are your thoughts about the postseason?
I think that Seattle, which is the sixth seed in the NFC, is quite potent. They handed it to the Arizona Cardinals last week, and Arizona was playing for something. They weren't resting their starters. They were incentivized to get a potential home field advantage in the playoffs. The Seattle defense disincentivized them. Over in the AFC, another team that's a wild card team and therefore a team we're supposed to discount a little, the Kansas City Chiefs, is on a massive winning streak, and they seem really good. I guess one of the benefits and one of the drawbacks of the NFL is that teams on a hot streak have a lot more advantage, it would seem, than teams who have put together a great season. But that's okay. You know, we're only talking about 16 games. So a hot streak, even if we're talking about 10 games, is 2/3 of the season. I would look for the Chiefs and the Seahawks, who are playing this weekend, to go on to the next and perhaps challenge one of the teams that has a bye.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com.
And Mike, real quick, do you have bobbleheads?
Yeah. If you walk into my house right now and look up on a shelf, I have Derek Jeter. I have a High Lie bobblehead. I'm the only person I know with a High Lie player bobblehead. And I have Fruit Brute from the Monster cereal.
Fabulous.